Good morning. Good morning. I'll wait till I hear myself feedback. My monitor, and it should kick through in a second. But I still can't hear it. We've come to the end of Snow Dusk's show, and I think that's me. Yeah, that's me. Okay, so we're live. Good morning, everyone. It's midnight in the land of our time zone. And Supernova hears me, and Adam Deev kindly waves a great hello from his hilltop. And F. Fogg kindly promotes me in the sense that he pluses. Gemlog says, live, hey, Rolly. So, friends, what I thought I'd do today is I'd do the show slightly differently. I would take requests. Thank you. It sounds good, says F. Fogg. Thanks, Liddy. My lovely wife has brought me a cup of coffee. And JWH says, it's midnight in GMT UTC. Correct. It's midnight. But in Australia, on the east coast of Queensland, at location, I think it's about 29 degrees, it's 10 a.m., 10:01 to be precise, and I will kick off with a bit of sound, and I shall give you a few moments to think of your own requests, and we'll go that way, and then I shall tell stories in between. Who was it? Yes, of course, it was Tin said I should tell a story about how I got a surprise call-up into the army. Which I'll touch on, but I'll touch on other things because it's been quite a long time. Ratsu says, hello, Gemlog, happy afternoon from PST land. So it's 1700 where he is. And no, PDT, sorry, oops. Yeah, because he doesn't know any. That's what Adam D says, but I don't believe that to be true. Adam D is a connoisseur, just like JWH. And yeah, let's just get on with it, and I'll be back in a few seconds. This song is called Move On.
Sometimes I feel... the need to move on. So I pack a bag. Move on. Move on. Well, I might take a train or sail at dawn. Might take a girl. When I move on. When I move on. Somewhere someone's calling me. And when the chips are down, I'm just a traveling man. Maybe it's just a trick of the mind, but somewhere there's a morning sky, blue than rise. Somewhere there's an ocean, innocent and wild. Africa is sleepy people, Usher has its horsemen. Spent some nights in old Kyoto, sleeping on the matted ground. Cyprus is my island. When the going's rough, I would love to find you somewhere in a place like that. Oh,
That was David Bowie. Move on. And up next, we have something quite interesting. We have, if I can pause this, we have a song from Air, and it is a request. It's a request by Quentin, so let's thank Quentin for this one, and we're about to press play. Thank you. It's a long song, isn't it? So I thought I would use this time to chit-chat a bit. Thank you very much for that recommendation. It's quite a tricky name to say. It's from an album called Moon for Safari. And La Femme de... I would have to say that's... I'll let somebody else explain what that word says. But it's in Calm, and I think Snowdusk joined us, and I just wanted to say it was so nice listening to Snowdusk's show, driving home. I went to the beach, basically. I'll just fill you in. I woke up at 4 a.m. and I hopped on the internet and checked out the old, socials, and got distracted by about 4:30, so I got up and started the car, which I'd parked in the garden, in the center of the garden, right near my neighbor. That's a bit of a problem. I'll tell you a bit about that as we go. Never was a problem before, but it's become one. I think he's getting old and cranky. I hope I never turn out like that. Anyway, and I had the radio on full tilt, so that came through. I'm sure he wasn't too impressed. And threw on my boardies and headed to the beach, but you can't tell what the weather's like at that time. And I got to the beach and it was windy and blowy and gusty and cold and a bit drizzly. And I discovered that Stike Source's windscreen wipers were in shocking condition. I was driving it the other day because for some reason he chose to use my car and left me with his. And I think probably because the tank was empty. I tease you, Jeff. I tease you, Stoke Source. I just... anyway, that was what happened. And, hey, I think this song came to an end. So, let me stop the repeat of Bowie's song, Move On. And I had to pull over because the sun shone through the windscreen and it was a bit misty and I couldn't see a thing. I was like, what the heck? And I pulled over, jumped out, cleaned the windscreen, and well, anyway, today I replaced the windscreen wiper blades and it looks spiffy, and I bought some special juice to place on the inside of the car that's supposed to get rid of condensation. And this is what happens in Queensland, sunny, warm Queensland, where it's very temperate. You get a lot of moisture. You leave your windows open at night, and oh my goodness, it's like you can drink the water off the inside of your windshield and the rest of the interior. But that's one of the joys of living here. Now, what I liked about Snowdusk's show, I'll just say quickly, is it was from 2016, and he played a song, and it was records that he'd been buying from secondhand shop, and then he just interleaved a bit of chat between it, and yeah, like I say, that would be 7 years ago, and it was a very, very fun show. He played old songs though, which I like sometimes, but there was one on there I did not like, and that was The House of the Rising Sun. I found that terrible song. So hey, I'm going to put on my glasses firstly so I can see. And there was a really good suggestion here. I had The Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil. And there's another one for Timey Kangaroo Downsport from Gemlog. There's a song by Ralph Harris, which, not a big fan of Ralph Harris, actually. He just wasn't, you know. And Fox says, Daryl Hall and John Oates. I can't go for that. I like that song, so I'm going to throw that in the mix because it's a bit... I like the beginning when it's got a staccato. Oops, I can't go for that. I've got a double paste on here, which is my pasty app. And here we go. And this is from none other than... Where is it? Oh, I'm so sorry. I have... FFOG, that's right. Sorry. Apologies. Here it is. I'm going to start it again because I messed that up.